Mathira MP Eric Wamumbi said he was supporting war against illicit brews as the controversy over the opening of the liquor outlets in the constituency takes center stage. Wamumbi said the closure of the liquor outlets was not real as it was out to victimize the licensed business operators. In a radio talk show, the MP said, closure of the business affected the trading activities in Karatina town, a move that had sabotaged the business community. Closure of the bars should not be viewed as a gesture to fight illicit brews but people pursuing their personal interests, said the Mathira MP. The MP said the difference between him and the deputy president is not as a result of the opening of bars in Mathira, but the idea to quit the Kenya Kwanza government. He disclosed that his difference with the DP is a result of different opinions in matters pertaining to politics. The DP had hinted that he would leave the government in preparation for another one in 2027. I opted to ignore that opinion and am ready to continue serving my people through President William Ruto's government to enable the completion of the stalled road construction projects in Mathira, among others, said the MP. He claimed that DP was being misadvised by his advisers as he was yet to meet the leadership in the mountain region. Many of the subcommittees in the government are chaired by the deputy president before submitting their reports to the cabinet, he said. Last week, Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua named Wamumbi as a leader who instructed Mathira East and Mathira West Security Committee to open bars. I met the Mathira Security Committees where the Deputy County Commissioner followed the claim of a planned demonstration to pressurize reopening of the liquor outlets, said the MP. Wamumbi said the DP remains a leader whom he respects, warning Kenyans against linking him with claims he was demonstrating disrespect to him. The county government has an enforcement unit charged with responsibility for the licensing of liquor outlets. Thus, the closure of the bars on the pretext of fighting illicit brews was unwarranted, said the MP. The MP pleaded with Kenyans to keep his family issues out of politics. Gachagua has been my political ally since 2016 and has been supporting him, added Wamumbi. The deputy president, he said, they have been friends and differ on opinion. Gachagua disclosed that he took him to the then deputy president Ruto at the height of the campaign and told him he was a true leader. Last year, the Finance Bill 2023 had issues after Mathira people rejected it, before being approached by the deputy president who directed me to always listen to the voice of President Ruto. Gachagua came to Hiriga village for a burial that I also attended where he urged me to support the government and the Finance Bill 2023 that I had objected to, said the MP.